Good morning, everyone. Joe Harper just put out a video this morning that I sent out on my social media to everyone and posted it on Facebook on Mystery Babylon. You know, the book of Revelation has a lot to say about Babylon. You know, you go to the, if you do a word search on Babylon in the Bible, you'll get your boat loaded. Jeremiah talks about Babylon numerous times, as well as other prophets in the Bible. Probably one of the most significant demonstrations of Mystery Babylon is found in the 17th chapter of Revelation. And I think it would be beneficial for us to read through that chapter again and examine what it is it has to say. Babylon has risen to a whole new level throughout the world. And in a nutshell, Mystery Babylon represents a cabal between Roman Catholic churches and the ecumenical churches and all around the world. There came one of the seven angels, which had seven vials, and talked with me, saying, "Come hither, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication." Yesterday we had Walt Stickle on, and we showed that there are over 1.3 billion, with a B, billion Roman Catholics throughout the world. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The garb that the bishops and the priests and the cardinals wear is the same color that they're talking here. That John the Revelator is talking here, scarlet color, scarlet and purple. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. It reminds me of when the Pope is doing the Mass, how he raises that golden cup up. Now, we know that whenever Scripture talks about the aspect of these kings of the earth, we already touched on the seven heads and the 10 horns. Just look at all of the countries that are predominantly Roman Catholic, especially in America, South America, Argentina, Brazil, Bolivia, Latin America, and of course North America. Canada is predominantly Roman Catholic. The United States is run by the Catholics pretty much. Look at Georgetown University. Look at all the Jesuit universities in the United States, all the Jesuit law schools. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. Just as the Roman Catholic Church is Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots. Pope Francis is the father of devils. He's Antichrist. All the popes have been Antichrist. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. The Roman Catholic Church has been drunken with the blood of the saints. They've killed millions and millions and millions by their own admission, you know, in the Great Inquisition. The woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Yeah, it does cause us to stand in awe at this beast system and how big it's grown. And the angel said to me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman of the beast that carried her, which had 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into the perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that it was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. Again, we can see that Rome sits on Vatican, okay, the see of Rome, the very head of Rome. It sits on 7 mountains. And there are 7 kings. 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other is yet to come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th and is of the 7 and goeth into perdition. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. You know, and notice here, these have 1 mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These 10 kingdoms are all going to be lined together. And when they all align with Rome, it says, then shall they make war with the Lamb and shall overcome them. They're going to come against all the true Christians. But you know what? They won't overcome the Lamb, the King of Kings. They that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. That's the elect of God. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. This is what we see right in front of our face. And there are a lot of people out there that deny that Babylon is this system, this worldwide system, this cabal that's eventually going to all have 1 mind. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and decree, and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Folks, it's right in front of us. How can you be a beast denier? How can you deny? I mean, this scripture is becoming very, very apparent. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read it. And as he reads it, think about it right now during this 2023 year of what we see, how all these nations are lining themselves together under the same religious system.
Revelation chapter 17. Next chapter. There came one of the 7 angels which had the 7 vials. talk with me, saying to me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon the waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman set upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration, and the angel said, the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. They that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life, the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is. Here is the mind which hath wisdom, the seven heads or seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. There are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come, but when he cometh he must continue a short space. The beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is the seventh, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no king as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb. The Lamb shall become them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, he shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their king unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes.
Well, this is, I can see why this is called the Book of Revelation. Okay. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.